when former Philadelphia Eagle John Runyon had had enough of Washington politics and decided not to run for his New Jersey congressional seat, he touched off an intense battle in the state's 3rd congressional district, which includes much of Burlington and Ocean counties. WHYY's Dave Davies has an early look at the contenders and their claims in the first wave of negative TV ads.
The Democrat in the race is Amy Bellegarde, an attorney who's worked her way up to the post of Burlington County Freeholder. The Republicans back Tom MacArthur, an independently wealthy businessman who's already put $3 million of his own money into the race. Long before Labor Day, negative ads started appearing on television. Here's one from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
When disaster strikes, some try and help. Insurance CEO Tom MacArthur tried to profit. MacArthur ran an insurance company accused of cheating hurricane and wildfire victims.
It's true that the Republican MacArthur ran a claims processing firm that was sued by victims of Hurricane Ike and California wildfires. But this ad went too far and got slammed in an independent review. Here's MacArthur campaign consultant Chris Russell.
Look no further than what independentfactcheck.org had to say, which was that the Democratic ad falsely stated that Tom MacArthur personally was accused of cheating disaster victims. It was so bad that ultimately the DCCC had to take the ad down and replace it with an amended ad.
It was actually an on-screen graphic that had to be replaced because it said MacArthur himself was accused of cheating victims rather than his company. MacArthur was not personally named in the lawsuits, though he was CEO of the firm when the conduct in question occurred. Russell says the truth is pretty simple.
Tom's company handled millions of claims when he was the CEO. And the Democrats are pulling out 3, all of which were settled and no wrongdoing was found. It's a pretty weak case.
Nearly all settlements in lawsuits include no findings of wrongdoing. But what about the other side?
Amy Bellegarde is a typical dishonest politician.
MacArthur's ad attacking the Democrat begins by playing a promise Bellegarde made when she was running for Burlington County Freeholder in 2010.
My salary as Freeholder will be... zero.
But she took her taxpayer-paid salary, all of it.
The truth? Bellegarde did promise not to take a salary when she ran for Freeholder in 2010, but she lost that election, and when she ran successfully 2 years later, she didn't repeat the promise and took the modest part-time pay that came with the job. Hannah Ledford is Bellegarde's campaign manager.
Amy Bellegarde never promised to forgo her salary in 2012, and it's pretty disgraceful for a mega millionaire like him to insult her integrity for taking a $10,000 salary.
The MacArthur ad also quotes Bellegarde's assertion in that 2010 campaign that she'd never voted to raise taxes. It then notes that when Bellegarde was a local official in Edgewater Park, taxes did go up. The Bellegarde campaign doesn't dispute that taxes rose, but notes that happened after her statement that she hadn't voted for tax hikes. And they say she voted to trim the township's budget and turned down her salary. Again, Hannah Ledford.
Amy Bellegarde is a middle-class mom. She's a nationally recognized advocate for cancer research. She's a community leader, and she's actually from the district.
That last dig at MacArthur refers to the fact that he was mayor of Randolph Township in North Jersey, far from the 3rd Congressional District. MacArthur has owned a vacation home in Ocean County and moved into the district to run for the seat. Most political observers give MacArthur the edge in the race because the district leans Republican and it's looking like a Republican year. But Bellegarde has raised some money, and if she generates momentum, the National Party could spend big to try and snatch a Republican seat. Dave Davies, WHYY News.